If Ed Higgins wins a seventh term on New Hanover County's Board of Education, he will have served nearly three decades. Bruce Schell, also an incumbent, is seeking his second term. Both men are competing for one of the four open seats in a Republican primary field of seven candidates. Ed Higgins says he's proud of the new gyms at Laney and Hoggard High Schools, which resulted in more space at Laney. He's pleased with the hiring of Tim Markley as school superintendent, and he's proud of being what he calls an advocate for growth over the last 24 years for the public school system. He will also always be an advocate for neighborhood schools.
Now, I have long have said it will be impossible to have diversity in our public schools until the city and the county do something about housing patterns. Till we have diversity in the housing patterns, we're not going to have diversity in our schools, because the population of New Hanover County will not tolerate, I don't think, putting their children on buses as they used to do back in the 80s to send them somewhere to create some kind of social experiment.
Bruce Schell says he's accomplished part of the agenda he set for his first term, which largely related to the opening of a career and technical high school. He's worked well with the newer board members, Lisa Estep and David Wortman, and he concedes there's something of a power struggle between the old and new guard, but being in the voting minority is not what frustrates him.
It's because you're not discussing things that you could be discussing. I don't mind losing in a vote. I don't see it as win-lose. You've got four board members been there a long, long time with a lot of experience. If we had discussions, I believe we could learn from them. And I think they could learn from the folks with lesser longevity, with high energy and passion for trying to improve things.
Early voting starts April 19th. For WHQR News, I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn.